But the way the first period started, obviously with them getting a fairly big, an awful lot of offensive zone time, was there any factor of being off for a week in terms of getting up to speed with your legs?
I don't think it's easy to sit that long, no matter how much practice you get. I mean, 7 days is still quite a while to wait. But, I mean, they only had a couple extra days. Played like 2 days after us was their last game. So they had a bit of a break, too. So that's not an excuse. But, those 7 days helped because, we had a lot of guys kind of banged up a bit. So it helped rest them up a bit.
Brian, you've spoken a lot this year about your team's versatility, but you're proving to be one of the more versatile players. I think you played three different lines already just in six playoff games here. You're up with Stasny and Line A that game. What do you attribute being able to just play different roles, center, wing, different line mates, and still being at the top of your game?
Honestly, it's just... I've had some experience in the past playing wing, so that's not a big deal. And he usually lets me know ahead of time if he's thinking about changing something or moving me, so I have a bit of time to prepare. But, I mean, we got so many guys in this room that are capable of that, which is really nice. Guys that can switch between wing and center and kind of interchange between lines. So it's just something that I'm ready for in case he wants me to move anywhere.
So on paper, you're paired last night with Lowry and Tanev, which would appear to be a checking line, obviously, but you guys get the big first goal of the game. How rewarding was that to break through?
It was really big. I mean, especially a guy like Tanev. I mean, he works so hard all season long. One of the hardest workers on our team. He's always skating. He's always ready to go. And he gets one of those goals last night, just hard work and drive into the net and picking up that rebound. He deserves that. He deserves more like that.
What did you guys do well just being able to limit the quality second or third chances for Nashville?
I thought we just did a good job of finding guys and having really good sticks and making big blocks. Obviously, next thing we want to limit, want to get that shot count down a bit and take away some of that. But I thought we did a good job of taking away those rebounds and those second chances, just being right on top of them.
You know, but you want to get the numbers. Right? How do you feel as if for all the kind of quality scoring chances that they had weren't obviously as high as what was shot?
I mean, 49 shots is 49 shots, but. There was a lot of shots that I felt were from the outside, and it almost looked like they were told to kind of shoot everything. I think we can do more of that actually next game. I think we kind of passed up opportunities to shoot the puck more. So, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, we want to get that shot count down, but if we're limiting, they're really good chances, and that's a plus, too.
Isn't that just better when not taking the shots, but just looking for kind of that perfect opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, we sometimes get caught doing that. I mean, there's a lot of talent in this room, a lot of skill, and sometimes, those two-on-ones or odd-man rushes, we want to make that extra pass and set a guy up, and sometimes, the best play is probably just to get it on net or trust the guys that, they got some really good shots on this team to use it.
Such a tough building to win in for everybody during the regular season, obviously now in the postseason as well. Just how big was that for some guys who are just still kind of going through this for the first time to know that, okay, you're going in now, you can have success?
It was big to get that belief that we could win in here early. And the main thing is we know we got to win, but we know we can play better than that. So I think it's good to get that one under our belts, but next game we're looking to play a lot stronger game. No, I don't think there's such thing as a stranglehold against this team. They're gonna fight back with everything they have next game. And I think even if you were up 3-0 on this team, it wouldn't be safe. They're that kind of team, and they're that dangerous. So I don't think there's any kind of a stranglehold going to be in the series.